Welcome back to the Wise Divine Woman. Today we're continuing our talk about foods that can help you prevent cancer, specifically breast cancer, but we're also kind of boosting our immune system and helping our body manage menopause better. We can see that when we are looking at food, we know food, but we want to be careful about it. Not too much alcohol, no smoking, you know, not so much heavy laden meats. Managing our stress is, again, so important. And again, we want to remove processed foods and sugar out of our diets completely and try and keep those carbs a bit lower. Yesterday, we spoke about leafy greens, cruciferous vegetables, and allium vegetables like onions, leeks, and garlics. Today, let's talk about some citrus fruits. Now, a variety of fruits is a great way to approach not only your immune system, but your antioxidant support and getting in your vitamins. So important. Oranges, grapefruits, lemons, limes, tangerines. Again, they can be so important when it comes to protect the breast because of the folate, the vitamin C, the carotenoids. I can never say that name correctly. Sorry. The beta carotene and so much more. The flavonoid antioxidants that are in there are like quercetin. And how much do we know about quercetin? Helps protect from viral activity in the body. And again, there's hesperitin, and I'm not even going to say that one. There's just so much antioxidants in there that it is unbelievable protection, not only for your immune system, but help to protect the body against cancers. We know that anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer, and the antioxidant support is going to help us with our aging process, keeps us younger, beautiful, longer. And we know that there's so much literature about the effects of fresh fruit when it comes to cancer. We know that, so much so that it can reduce your risk by 10% or more. It's the research is incredible to read. Secondly, let's talk about berries. Berries, strawberries, blackberries, raspberries, all those different types of berries, again, are so important in so many ways. It can help us lower the risk of so many cancers, including breast cancer. It also contains so many phytonutrients and flavonoids to help us protect against cellular damage, which is important when it comes to the spread of cancer. It also helps us to keep our blood sugars down. That natural fiber, low glycemic index, is very important when it comes to using berries. So you try and sneak in as many berries as you can. And if you have a dehydrator like myself, you'll want to cut them up when they're on sale. You can freeze dry them, or you can dehydrate them and hydrate them and use them up again. You can also, again, powder them after you dehydrate them and add them into so many new things in a concentrated aspect. So get them if you can, use them in a variety of things, always have them fresh in your fridge just to pop when you're hungry. And I think it's incredible. One thing I do want to add, if you have a family like mine, cut the vegetables up, cut the fruit up, get it all set to go. No one will do it. Only you will. I know. It's the plague of motherhood. Finally, let's talk about peaches, apples, pears, and grapes. You know what they say, an apple a day will keep the doctor away. It's honestly true. Pectin, fiber, vitamin C, so many anti-cancer, helps promote bowel movements. Two servings a day, if not more. Remember, you're trying to get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. The more you can, the better. And again, you're trying to get these polyphenol antioxidants, right? So that you can stop the spread, you can remove the toxins and help protect cellular death, which I think is so incredible. The one study that I read from 2013, again, you consume two servings. This is about peaches, which is, I think, is fantastic. They only come around once in a while, and I love them personally. Each week had a 41% reduced risk of developing estrogen receptor negative breast cancer. So again, it's that fiber. It's the fresh yellow beta carotene flavor color to it. And it is this sort of these fresh vitamin C components that we're trying to incorporate our body from many sources to help our body be the best that it can be. When we're looking at apples and pears, again, our intake lowers our risk of breast cancer. And again, if you just keep it basics and not looking at all the different components, you're increasing your pectin, which is your vitamin C, you're increasing antioxidant load, you're increasing fiber to the body. And you know how apples and pears have that crunchiness to them? Again, it's going to help us keep our teeth clean, keep our lymphatic system moving, and helping us with that chewing process, which I could talk about for hours because we don't chew our food. We don't release our TMJ. It doesn't ignite our enzymes. Gosh, there's just so much to say there. So, another one is grapes. Grapes, again, wash them up because they are very toxin laden. They have so many. It has so much components. Now we know that the resveratrol from the seed is important when it comes to antioxidant health for the brain and the heart. But again, we're just trying to help our bodies be the best that we can be with the fresh fruits and vegetables that have been provided for us on the earth. Organic is always better, but not always available. So be sure to wash your vegetables and fruit. And if not, grow your own. Find a local producer, support your local market, and find a farmer and go pick it yourself. I thank you so much for joining me on the Wise Divine Woman podcast, where I'm helping you go from fed up to faith-fueled, helping you to become the wise divine woman that God has called you to be. Thanks for joining me. Join me again tomorrow.